1988. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com broadcasting. 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're so glad you're here. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I'm back, finally. Boy, have I got stories.
So Rick, you were in Mexico. You were in Mexico, and you were meeting with the Minister of Agriculture, right? And you had an audience with the President of Mexico?
Yes, I did. That was kind of inspiring, sort of. It was kind of weird. I did, promoting the consciousness conference, they decided to have me be interviewed by their equivalent of a Barbara Walters and from Mexico. And you can't even believe the security getting into this TV station. It was unbelievable. You know, everything in Mexico has got armed encampments, everything. All the different little districts or neighborhoods have walls. Each one, wherever there's a place, has a great big cistern on the top full of water for 3 days. It's interesting.
Well, Rick, do you think that's a good thing? That they have a cistern
I drank the water, but I didn't drink the water. I cleaned my toothpaste off my toothbrush using the water and then wiped it and let it dry. That was not good enough, and I am still sick from that. Mucus dysentery. Everything there is toxic. You have to be extremely careful how you do what you do and rethink your hygiene habits just because of the water.
Well, Mrs. Fennelli went to Sam's Club. I went with her a couple days ago, and she brought back a jar of jalapeno peppers in vinegar. She read the label, and the label said, you know, compared to the American brands, it had fewer toxic ingredients. Only had jalapenos and vinegar and water, and you know, compared to the chemicals in the American variety. Well, anyway, she put it on the counter and said, this is from Mexico. What do you think? And I said, well, there's less radiation on it probably, but there's probably, you know, more.
No. The radiation is there just like it's now in Canada. It just washed the shores in Canada. Fukushima has just been recorded. I'll send you a link.
Well, let's talk about that, Rick. What we've got radiation.
Well, you know, here, oh gosh, I'm looking up at the sky. You know, the geoengineering that's going on now is global. When I was down in Mexico, I watched it. I watched it go out. They lay it down before dawn. And so you don't really see it because it's dark up there. And then when it starts to get sunlight, and you see these clouds, and none of the people there realized it was not natural until I pointed it out, and they started to take a closer look. It's like nobody is looking up into the sky like they used to, and the clouds that you see are different than what we had when I was a child, And you and I have, you know, done a numerous broadcast on how, you know, there it is, and then look at the weather change and blah, blah, blah. But in Mexico, it's even more intense than down in Oregon where I am or where you are. And, you know, the snow that's falling in your area now is not natural. I gave you a video that is an absolute must-watch video for everybody to show you that the snow that you're falling is not real snow. It's something brand new, and it's creepy. And Mexico didn't even have a clue. When I talked with the Minister of Agriculture, he didn't even understand until he started to look closer and then realize how that all worked. I was invited by Irma Azamora, or some, I can't pronounce her last name, but I stayed with her, and her daughter lives next door and is married to the Minister of Agriculture. And this guy's game plan eventually is to challenge the president of Mexico. He'd like to run for it. So I had this guy's ear, and when I did this interview with this Barbara Walters type, her question to me was, you know, at the pinnacle of my career as a physicist, why did I walk away and become a farmer? It's an interesting question, and my response was it went viral across Mexico to the point where during the broadcast, before it was over, she had a note from the president wanting to have a special audience with me, which I did. He gave me a plate, you know, with my name in it and gold and all this other stuff. But it's interesting to realize you couldn't believe the way his facial expressions changed when I started talking about the children and how Mexico is actually really wealthy. I spent some time at Ziggy's, I may have mentioned that, but really, what's happened, Mexico, when I was in Mexico City, 22 million people, you can't even imagine that volume of buildings in squalor and destitute. I've never seen anything like it. And what individuals don't live on the street, they're all living near it. And there is absolutely no middle class. It's either extremely wealthy. I was in a $12 million home, and I've never been in a home that nice. And I've got pictures. And then to see the rest of Mexico is what's happening right now in America, except that where Mexico is wealthy is that they still have a lot of small 2 and 4 acre farms run by old Mexican, and their families are still intact. That is the loss of America, and why America will most likely in this century become the poorest nation in the world. It's because of the loss of the family. Their grandmother is usually the whole family is centered around the grandmother, and there is a respect for age, and it's the mother that actually moves the whole family and with her mother, and there's this kind of lineage with the children. The children are extremely happy. I saw that. It's not like Africa where there's starvation and things. There's starvation, but it's different. And the difference is that when America goes like Mexico, it won't have that infrastructure of family. And that's a real tragic situation. Where America was at one time the richest nation in the world is now no longer so. It used to be about your labor, and the idea of the American dream was the harder you work, the more you could have. And so it was a consumer-oriented environment that has now at war between China and Rome with the minimum wage. And so everything that we own now is from China, and there is all of this wanting more of something, you know, that you can't take with you. It isn't a better car. Why would you want a better car when the cars they're making now are designed to wear out? Whereas the older concepts of building cars was, you know, making it out of steel so that if it, you know, you could repair it, it would, could fix it, and it would last forever. The DeLorean and that concept of building the best you could that would never wear out is lost because of consumerism concepts of Mopar. Quite a load, huh? Sorry about that, Vincent.
No, it's great, Rick.
I hear this dead silence, and I said, oh, no, I've done it again.
Rick, I was thinking about what you were saying, and you were talking about the cars. And if you go to a parking lot, and you know, large parking lot, you might see some of these newer cars that have these plastic flexible bumpers. And when they get dinged, right behind that are blocks of styrofoam. We used to have steel bumpers. I remember when the federal government said, you know, you've got to have a 5-mile-an-hour impact bumper in order to pass these safety standards. So if you were in line of traffic at a red light, let's say, and a car bumped into you behind, your car had to be able to withstand a 5-mile-an-hour impact without doing damage to the vehicle from the front or the back in order to pass the safety standards. Now, 5 miles an hour is like a major crash because it'll destroy a car.
To get the shock absorber in front of or behind that bumper fixed so that the car frame itself wasn't damaged. The whole thing's nuts. It's like
it absolutely is nuts.
Your watch to a battery and how quickly the battery will wear out. It's more precision than a Swiss watch, you know, in terms of how long the battery will last. You can set your clock to it. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying to Mrs. Finelli a couple days ago, I said, geez, do you realize we don't have a spare dishwasher?
Oh, really? It could be really bad when you ran out of that, man. Yeah.
Well, the reason I say that is we had two spare washing machines, clothes washing machines, and when we got down to our last spare and we used it, I had to repair the first two. So I said, do you realize we don't have a spare dishwasher? And my mom, you know, kind of chimed in and said, Vincent, you buy everything in bulk. How come you don't have a spare dishwasher? Well, and you need them because the quality today is so lousy. It really is. And the worst of the worst, I believe, is the General Electric dishwasher. That's my opinion. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, this morning I got an email from the Dollarhite family, John and Judy Dollarhite. And the email had a link on it, and it said, judge dismisses feral swine lawsuit between Michigan Department of Natural Resources and a Muskogee County farmer. And that farmer happens to be USAPrepares.com instructor Mark Baker. Now, Mark Baker has been fined $700,000 for raising 70 pigs on his farm, the same pigs he's been raising for years. Well, I took off for a week to cover the trial that is on about 10 days or so. So I decided to take off and cover that trial live, and John and Judy Dollarhite wanted to go with me, and so we wanted to go together. So we made arrangements to stay up there in Michigan to cover this trial. Well, I got this post from John Dollarhite, and it says the judge dismissed the case. So I called Judy Dollarhite this morning, and I said, Judy, this is Vincent. This is before the broadcast. I said, do you have a minute? And she said, sure. And I said, okay. And I started to talk about the about this case, Mark Baker. And I noticed a change in her voice. Not because of me talking to her, but it was different from normal. And I said, are you okay? And she told me that she had been up for several days, and she was in a nursing home, and her father is near death. And we talked about that, and we talked about being with a person who's near death. And I said, you know, Judy, you have our love and you have our prayers. And she said, thank you. Thank you very much. And I said, Judy, I'm going to mention this to our radio class. So, class, if you decide that you'd like to say a prayer for the Dollarhite family, I know they would appreciate it, and I certainly would. Judy Dollarhite's father is near death at this very minute. So if you'd like to offer a prayer I would certainly appreciate it. So here's we all have a very short time on this planet, and the Dollarhide family thought it was so important for all of us, that they helped support and defend Mark Baker. They had planned to take a week out of their busy schedule. And they are independent business people. They have a computer store. And they were going to take off the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th of March to cover the trial and to be there for Mark Baker, who was being attacked by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Now, Mark Baker, I called him this morning. And he is going to do his best to be with us for about 20 minutes at the top of the next hour to give us a full report as to what happened. He's not happy. I mean, his pigs are now not the target of DNR. They've taken their sights off him. They say his pigs are okay. These are the very same pigs that the Michigan Department of Natural Resources said, you will kill these pigs or we will fine you $700,000, $750,000, if you don't kill your own pigs.
You know, I could interject. I watched the Department of Human Services here that would interfere with families, separating the children from the families when they think there's abusive behavior or something. And it turned out, in my state, it was headhunting for budgets. It had nothing to do with the children. And often these politically sensitive regions of the government will use their power to increase their coffers. It's happening. It happened here. It happens across the board. My guess is it was some zealot individual within the government there that had a game plan for increasing budgets that they don't have from the federal government now. And it's going to happen more because it's happening here. This guy that's still in jail collecting his rainwater here, it turns out that argument is, if it falls from the sky, it belongs to the state of Oregon.
I'm going to try to calm down during the next few commercial minutes, Rick. I'm just livid about how they wanted to kill Mark Baker's pigs. And they were wrong. They were, oh, so sorry. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Man, oh man. So, Rick, I just looked at a post on the internet. Now, this is a different guy. This poor guy has 170 acres or so. He's got a farm. And he has three ponds on his farm. So the Oregon government, the state of Oregon, fines this guy $1,500, puts him in jail for 30 days because they allege that he had three illegal reservoirs on his farm to collect water.
Yeah, originally DNR, or not Department of Natural Resources, got BLM, Bureau of Land Management.
Bureau of Land Management.
Put those ponds in as fire hazard, draws. They will put a pond on your property. If you want a pond, they will put one on just for fire safety. However, with the drought that's happening now on the West Coast, like you guys are getting hammered with this weird snow, we have nothing here. And there's no snowpack. There's nothing right now. And we're right now going into March with nothing. And California has already warned there will be massive crop failures. And now, down in L.A., they're now warning about drinking water this year. Mm-hmm. It's that bad. They're all in March. Now, they're already warning about limited drinking water. It's crazy.
Rick, let's talk about the government for a minute. Now, when I lived in Virginia, the government would help people build ponds, and they would pay 90%
of the cost of building ponds. That's right, yeah.
Right, well, we had a guy down the road from us in Virginia. He had a farm, maybe 40, 50 acres, and he had a huge pond. This was like maybe 2 or 3 acres, which I consider a pretty big pond. You know, you can put a small boat, and paddle it around in that size pond. He had fish in it, and it was great, and it was, you know, the government built most of that with our tax dollars so that he could have a pond for his livestock. Okay, well, they used to do that kind of stuff. Now, on our farm right now, there are probably 5 ponds. You know, and one of them's a little larger than the others, but we still have 5 ponds, and you know, some of them might be a third of an acre, let's say, or a quarter of an acre, or a fifth of an acre, but they're ponds all over the farm. And the reason that they were put there is, I believe, the previous owner or owners of our farm got involved with the government, and they helped dig these ponds, or this guy got a bulldozer, and he scooped out some dirt from a low area and put a dam on it, and heck, it fills up with water that would just be running down the road, right? So it's not like it's a problem, and then our cows go swimming in it, and you know, when it's hot, they want to cool off, just like we want to go swimming. They're not all that much different in terms of wanting to get rid of the heat. Well, and it helps with the bugs that are on their backs. It's a great thing to have. Well, and it's necessary, Rick. It's absolutely necessary for farm animals to have water. So the government helped people build them. Now we're saying that, are you kidding? These ponds are really are bad. Well, heck, I got a problem. Make up your mind, right? Which is it? Well, this poor guy in Oregon had 3 ponds, spends 30 days in jail. They fine him for collecting rainwater. Heck, the rainwater is above his farm. It's raining on his farm.
He was collecting it off his roof, that when it hit his roof, he had special gutters that would collect it, the water for the possible potable and drinking water. And
that's what got
him in trouble. This is all different. I remember when Oregon was an agricultural state. We are no longer an agricultural state. What is happening to rural America? That's why the state of Colorado wants to divide into 2 states. They're at war with the difference between urban and rural communities, and the difference of lifestyle and the desire to live a different kind of lifestyle like that. You know, just crazy.
Rick, think about it. Who needs who more?
I am so glad to be home, and yet there is a part of me that wants to. There is a revolution going on, and you know, Venezuela, I was told that there is going to be a massive event in London next week. Most likely London may burn. That's what I've been told by some intel people. Like Venezuela, everybody is going into the streets in protest, and really, I don't know how it's going to play. I'm very proud to see this kind of thing happening, and yet I'm now realizing that even with all of the intentionality of being good, it's mostly false flags. The U.S. government is involved in Venezuela. They were involved in Kiev. The Venezuelan president is making an appeal to Obama. Good luck with that. And it's nuts. I don't understand it. I'm just a nerd, and I don't understand these kinds of things.
Rick, I have a friend who lives in England. His name is Gary. And I get to see Gary whenever I go to these military events, these, you know, once a year fly-ins where they're, it's like a, oh, I won't call it a gun show, but it's huge, huge, huge. It's one of the largest in the world. And when I can, I like to go. It's called the Military Antique Extravaganza. And I get to see my friend Gary, and he's from England. And I once asked him about the Queen. I said, tell me about the Queen. He's like grinning from ear to ear, and he's smiling. He's talking about the royalty. And I said, exactly what do they do? And he said, well, they're royalty. And I said, okay, so what good are they? What do they do? What do they produce? He said, well, you know, the royalty. I said, how much does it cost you guys to keep those guys, you know, doing whatever they do, their vacations and all the fun in their palace and all that? And he's like, well, no, it's really good. I'm thinking, they're parasites. I mean, parasites on the backs of the little people. I couldn't believe it. So he believes that, you know, royalty is great. I don't like being a slave. I really don't. And I think about this poor guy who went to jail for 30 days because he had three illegal reservoirs, or ponds, as I might call them, on his 170 acres of land. And so the state of Oregon, Rick, says that they own all. There's a quote. They have Medford, Oregon holds exclusive rights to, quote, all core sources of water, unquote. It's crazy. Who are these people? We own the land. We own the land. And if the water falls on our land, it's ours. And, Rick, I got to tell you, it'll be a real bad day. It'll be a real bad day in my little hamlet if someone comes on my farm and tells me that those ponds that I bought and paid for and I pay taxes on are not mine. I'm going to have a real problem with that.
Well, they've tried to do that with your minerals and mining rights. They've tried to do that with under the ground, like fracking. The whole thing is encumbrance in a slow erosion of our sovereignty. And most of it is done with the concept of contracts, the idea that if you wanted to go get an education, you need a student loan. You get a student loan, and they own you. And that is what's happening, metaphorically, on all fronts, including food, air, and water.
Well, I can tell you some names of some people who are getting a perfectly free education. Well, I mean, their parents are paying tax dollars, but Samantha and Lily and Kayla and Cammy and Olivia and Gabby and Mackenzie and Brooke and Savannah and Gunner and Walter. Those are just a few.
Forget Gunner.
Those are just a few of our sixth graders who are listening to us right now. They're getting an education that's special to what the public school would normally be giving them. And that's Grace Thorne's class in Ryan, Oklahoma. Rick, by the way, Grace Thorne drove 7 hours each way to be with you at a live video.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I'm impressed with Grace and her willingness to experiment in educational reform that absolutely must happen now. It isn't going to be us and our rioting and guns and protesting and jail and all of that that's going to change this world. It's going to be the children watching our behavior. The idea of getting off the couch, becoming proactive in something right now, and that's how it's going to work. The children are watching you. And when I say children, the young ones, not the older ones, the teenagers, you know, that want the Reebok shoe and want to throw it up over a telephone wire so that it marks territory. Those are reflections of what has happened in America and the home and family values. They're leaving it to our educational system to teach these kids values, and it's not their job, and they're overwhelmed. There's no way they can do it. Classes used to be 14 children in a classroom. Now it's 26 or 32. It's almost double what it was when you and I went to school. And the quality of what they're being given now is why the United States is down around 32 in education right now in the world. How did does that work when we're supposed to be so enlightened?
Rick,
I have this picture in one of my slides, by the way. It's got two children right up next to the screen, like, you know, poltergeist. And they're both watching the screen, and the screen says, don't think.
Yeah. Well, Rick, our daughter was in elementary school up until sixth grade. And she would be the first one to finish. And I met with the principal, and I said, how are you grouping these students? And he said, well, we group them so that every class has, you know, redbirds, bluebirds, and buzzards. And I said, why don't you just group all the redbirds together, all the bluebirds together, and all the buzzards together? Because even the buzzards don't like being last. So how about if you have all of them together, and then there won't be so many... there's so much distance between the top student and the bottom student. They said, no, we're not going to do that. So what our daughter got to do was she got to do whatever she was doing in class. She finished first, and the teacher would say, well, do it again. Ridiculous. That's why they're not in public school. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, Joey, a student in our class, sent me a post. It's about there's no charges for a for Michigan cops who shot a homeless man 11 times. These cops executed a homeless man over stolen coffee. Guy's homeless. So now it looks like the penalty for stealing coffee is execution. Without a trial, without a judge, and without a jury. No charges for the cops. So I see more and more of this, and it makes my blood boil. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shuley said that he's taken up to 45 drops of Kyani at a time, Kyani Nitro Extreme. I'm up to 30 this morning. I just checked my heart rate, and it's just pounding. I just took another 15 drops during the commercial break.
I'm taking that now, too. It's blueberries, and it's an antioxidant, so, and it's a really good one. Most of the blueberries, that's what we grow here in Oregon, are blueberries. That's one of the crops we do here.
Well, Rick, I'm just reading this article about, these police executing this man. They had to shoot him 11 times. I mean,
armed and dangerous with his wired coffee habit.
Well, he was. He had a cup. He had a cup of coffee and he had a pocket knife. I mean, and he was they considered him mentally unstable, I guess is what,
he probably was. But, thanks to Reagan.
How could he not be?
There it is.
How could he not be? He's on the street, right? So the cops surround him with weapons, they pointed at him, and they taunted him with a police dog. He was frightened, and so, hey, let's just kill him. Unbelievable. Rick, I think we need to have, I'm serious, we need to try these cops. We need to try them with a jury of us, their peers, and if they're found guilty of killing us recklessly, they need to be hung in the public square. I'm serious. And if we start hanging enough killer cops, maybe, just maybe, they'll back off and knock it off. It's unbelievable. Rick, people are now afraid to leave their homes to drive because my son was driving to Louisville in my pickup truck. The same pickup truck that you've ridden in, Rick. And,
yeah.
And because we had a drought, let me just explain this. Because we had a drought, I put a pintle hook on the back on the back bumper. Okay, this is one of those military pintle hooks for towing heavy equipment. Well, I need to tow this 400-gallon water tote to we had an extreme drought. So I put this thing on. It covered up part of the license plate, right? You can see the license plate, but you had to be at the right angle. Well, they pulled my son over in Indiana. I'm sorry, in Illinois. They pulled him over, and they said, it's illegal. It's illegal to cover up your license plate. It's not covered up. I just have a hitch in front of it, okay? And you can see it. You really can see it. But there's a hitch. If you're right behind it, you can't see it. But if you're at the left or the right, you can see it. If you're standing, you can see it. Well, anyway, there's a license plate in the front, too, of the truck. They pulled him over, and they said, it's illegal. He said, hey, I borrowed this truck. It's my father's truck. I just had surgery. I couldn't use my car because it's too uncomfortable. He had hip surgery. So they gave him a warning, which was kind of nice. But they pulled him over because of it. It's unbelievable. These cops are looking for anything. Anything and everything.
It's like in Mexico. When I was in Mexico, I watched right in front of my hotel a simple fender bender. You couldn't even see the damage. And the response of the police in Mexico was 6 cop cars, 1 motorcycle, and a police truck. There were 20, and when they, in the streets of Mexico, they carry these automatic weapon rifles on their side, just as extremely intimidating. It took 20 police to take that simple police report, and they were there for over an hour. Their presence is what it's about. Their idea that they're like thugs in a gang. And there is no due diligence in terms of the government does exactly what it wants to do because the 22 million people are all homeless.
Well, Grace Thorne wanted to ask you a question about what it was like in Mexico, and there's part of your answer, Grace. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're teaching classes that just are
They're
not
taught. They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.